All right, here we are. Lawyer talk off the record, but on the air.
But on the air.
Special edition. I guess nothing more special than the last edition, but...
Let's talk about something before we get into everything. What the heck is going on in our parking lot?
You know, this parking lot... So here we are at corporate headquarters, 511 South High Street.
Right.
Columbus, Ohio, 43215. Area code 614-224-6142. Call in. Anyway, or you can check us out online, right? OhioLegalDefense.com.
Best website in the world.
And you can check out the podcast. Tune in there. Submit questions there for us to talk about topics.
Is that thing in the clouds? I don't understand the clouds. It's somewhere.
The clouds. We had to get there with a... with very special help, but we're there.
Hey, anyway, the guy on the bike is getting his bike now.
But yeah, we have this parking lot.
We got to lay it out, right? So we have this parking lot with individual spots for people that work here, work in the building. Constantly, clients are parking back there thinking it's just free parking. And right now we have two Ohio heating trucks back here working on that, and a guy on a bike that's got his bike tied up to a pole. So it's chaos back there. So... We just now, we're having some audio difficulty.
Oh, no, I think we're good.
We're still new to the podcasting world.
I've got two plugged into one. That's the problem.
Can you hear us? Can you hear me now?
I think it works, but I'm number two. I don't know if I like that. I better switch those. I'll just keep it that way. Anyway, yeah, so I overlook. It's sort of like the bridge of the Starship Enterprise up here.
We basically have to leave our keys at the office when we go to court, because you got to do this round robin round table switch and move and drive around and let people out because it's impossible to get out. I wish they had a picture of what it looked like back there right now. People would laugh.
I mean, we have seen TV shows like Storage Wars. We have seen TV shows like
Parking Wars, man.
Yeah, we need Parking Lot Wars.
We're still having weird audio things going on. I wonder if people can hear us. Up.
Can you hear? Is your ear fine?
I can hear fine.
All right, we're all right.
I think it's taping, all right.
All right.
So I love that show, Parking Wars. Have you ever watched that?
Parking Wars. I've not seen Parking Wars.
It's mainly out of Detroit, I think. And people just go crazy. It's awesome. There are the people walking around on foot just giving tickets. People come running out of the businesses and scream, hey, I'm leaving. I'm just dropping something off and all that stuff. And they give them tickets anyway and they freak out. It's great.
Yeah. Well, we should probably do something like that here. Because the wars I've had out there.
We need to talk about that. You've had some arguments out there.
I've been as close to fisticuffs in my 40s as ever before because of that freaking parking lot.
Yeah.
And you just tell people, look, man, you can't park here. You know, here's the deal here. So if you haven't been to the corporate headquarters, it's not a huge building. What, 6,500 square feet? Most of it's rented out. Now, we occupy what I consider marquee space here.
Yeah.
But, you know, other people rent it. And one of the perks of rent here is you get a parking spot. That means every spot out there in this very tight parking
right.
lot is owned by or rented by somebody who
well, not
does
only that,
business here, right?
Not only every spot. We've actually created spots from nothing. So like entrance ways and stuff like that, somebody just parks to the right. So right. It's another spot. So it's crazy.
Yeah. No, we say we've maximized its utility to the extent possible. But
yeah.
So people, what they do is they like to just sort of hang out here. And it's amazing when you walk up to somebody who is clearly sitting in a parked car in a downtown city lot attached to a downtown city office building and the window's down, they're just hanging out. And you walk up and you're like, hey, man, what's happening? Oh, we're not parked here. I look at it. I was like, well, yeah, you sort of are.
Yeah.
Like, no. We're just waiting on somebody around the corner. We're just going to run over the corner. There's always this, we're just going to.
Yeah. That's an electric bike, by the way. The guy that just got his bike off there, he's not even pedaling. He's going along. Good
really?
For him.
Yeah. I can't see. I don't have the access. Well, anyway, it's.
But the funny thing is a lot of times people will be trying to get in their spot, parked back there, calling our office saying, because you're the owner, saying, what the heck is going on? And the person's still sitting there.
They're just sitting
there.
They
don't even care that somebody's waiting behind them.
It's remarkable to me. I mean, I'm not the most savvy guy, but I've traveled to cities in my life. Cleveland. I mean, let's just tick off the easy ones, right? Cleveland, Cincinnati.
Wait, you're saying you've been to cities?
Dayton. You're like, and Columbus is a pretty small city, but it's still a city. You drive downtown in some city like that.
Well, yeah.
And I would never think in a million years I could pull right up into a parking lot like this and park.
Yeah.
And somehow I guess it's different if they're sitting in their car – or even if the car is running, they're like, oh, no, man, we're not parked. We're just done that.
The problem is, when it's not yours, it's so easy to do.
It is easy to do.
So I pick my wife up at the attorney general's office from time to time, and it's like, I'll park places I'm not supposed to. I had some trooper walked out of the building the other day, and I was parked right in front, and there's some construction work going on in that building right now. And he just looked at me and pointed at me and waved me on. He's like, get on. And I'm like, dude, people sit here every single day and pick up people every single day.
Did you give him the excuse I get? Oh, I'm not parked.
Yeah. I mean, and it's a different way of looking at it. When right. it's not you and it's not your lot, it's you're like, well, I can there. Just do that. I mean, I'll just, if somebody comes up to me, I'll just drive away. But I think what's funny is that you've had a couple people actually debate you. You know, it's one thing to be like, yep, sorry, man, you're right. You got me. And drive away.
Yeah, they're like,
people actually sit there and debate you.
Why can't I? They just want to.
Somebody's dropping off money in the building, or
so and so just ran over to court. I'm like, look, man,
so and so's a client. Yeah,
and they're like, why you got to be a dick? Like, look, I'm not trying to be a dick. The problem is, I'm going to have a tenant crawling up my ass in about 20 minutes when they get here.
Yeah.
And want to park because they are paying for that parking space. So, and you know, as our office manager says, well, they just hate you because now you're the man. I'm like, I don't feel like the man.
Yeah.
I feel like a guy who comes to work every day and tries to earn a living. But
well, sitting there doing this stressed out job that we do and responding to emails, responding to clients and things like that. And then you get the email pop up from someone in our office that says, hey, so-and-so's called. There's a problem in the parking lot. It's like, all right, I got to drop everything. Let's call the tow company and deal with this. It's just, it's a stress you don't need. But now you being the big, bad building manager,
I'm the man.
Way it is.
And there's nothing I hate more. I mean, I really don't like watching cars get towed out of here. Like the people that come back, it's like,
we towed one recently. Oh, and they had kids with them. And I was like, oh,
they have two nickels.
Now it's not as fun. Yeah.
And then you don't feel good about it. But the one lady though, she comes in, goes all the way upstairs. Cause my esteemed mentor, R. William Meeks, Bill Meeks, owned this building before me, and he and Paul Cassidy built it. There's a whole history of this. Anyway, this woman apparently used to know Meeks in some way, shape, or form. I'm sure she was, who knows. But she just came in and went all the way upstairs to the second floor, didn't stop in here on our floor, and I guess she wouldn't know. But she says, I'm just going to park. She tells somebody up there, I don't know who it was, some tenant. I'm just going to park out back.
I know Bill.
I know Bill. And the tenant who used to know Bill said, well, Bill's passed away. You can't park back there. Oh, I'm just back there for a few minutes. I'm just going to run over to court. No big deal. No. Sorry. I mean, look, you can't. Our tenant's like, look, you can't park back there.
They'll tell you
can't do it. And she's like, I'll see you. And she takes off. Well, of course,
It's like Willy Wonka. You just let her go. And he's just like, stop, wait, come back. Doesn't he do that in that movie?
Yeah. So I wasn't here for this.
I remember it being back there.
But then somebody comes along. And lo and behold, there's a stranger in their parking space.
Yeah.
And they call up to the headquarters here. And this is the complaint we don't want, right? We have our own business to do. This is like running managing the building and the parking lot is the last thing on the planet I want to have to monkey with. But anyway, that's what
depending on what you're doing, though, it's actually fun.
Maybe.
Watching the tow truck show up, especially when somebody's just blatantly ignoring it.
We told them, look, she was told, no, you can't park here. Well, she got towed. And then I guess she comes back in the lobby and goes all the way upstairs. And the first tenant says, look, I told you you couldn't park back there. I mean, this is hard to feel guilty at this point.
Yeah,
And then she's like, well, I know Bill. Well, Bill's passed away. He doesn't own the building anymore. Now it's tenants. You can't do this. So she comes down and she talks to our office manager. And our office manager is telling her, look, there are signs out there. In fact, there's one right in front of you. And what I think this woman didn't understand is that the tenant had already told our office manager exactly what happened. So
So she was making excuses.
Then she gives us this sort of malarkey about, well, you know, they said I could park here. It's like, well, no, you can't. Well, there's no sign out. Yes, there is a sign back
there. Let's go look.
And I was just going to be a minute. They said I could park here. And finally we were just like, look, we know what you were told upstairs.
Yeah.
You weren't allowed to park here.
Yeah.
And the woman, I guess, her jaw just sort of drops. She slouches over in some sort of like acceptance of this horrible deed.
Yeah.
And looks at her son or whoever was with her and said, see, I freaking told you so. Couldn't park here. And that was the saga. That's one saga in the park.
But it sucks. I mean, I understand. I've been different places and you're driving around like, what the heck? But it just, like you said before, it's like it never dawned on me to be like, all right, well, let's just. But the funny thing is they do it all. Panera does it.
Yeah, Panera
almost got touted. The Panera guy came sprinting down the road trying to grab his car before the tow truck nabbed him just a couple weeks ago.
Yeah,
but the parking lot has been awesome for sort of fun things to look out for. Like, for instance, I know in years past that one of the tenants here came walking in, and behind our little dumpster back here, there was a gentleman taking a dump. Homeless guy taking a dump behind the dumpster.
Yeah.
I've seen on Saturdays when I'm here, I see guys sitting on this little, we got a little stoop on the left.
Yeah.
And I've seen people pull up there and crack open their 40s and chug those down back out of, I guess, eyesight from the main road, thinking it'd be all right to drink it there.
Yeah. And, you know, I guess on the one hand, what are they hurting back here? I don't know.
Well, yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. It's, you know, the guy defecating in the yeah, lot right, probably right, isn't the right. most.
Well, should we do this? Should we talk about the cigarette debacle?
The cigarette.
With the guy next door. There's a restaurant next door to us, which we love, and it has great food. But there's some employees there that sit back there and flick their cigarettes.
They flick cigarettes back there.
Flick cigarettes. Now, should we go the next step with this? You're looking like, I don't know if I should tell the story or not.
Well, I don't know if we should tell the story. I don't know if the story's even good. I mean, what the heck? So this is when the building was turning over. I made the deal with to buy it.
Right, right.
And by buy it, I mean in like 30 years, I'll be, what will I be? I'll be 77. I'll own it in 30 years.
In 30 years.
Or I'll be dead or somebody else. I don't know. But anyway, we made the decision. So then it's like this massive cleanup effort where I've got to put new carpet in. We got to get the walls painted. I got to move all the
furniture out.
I mean, we bought this as is. It was like The Walking Dead. I mean, it was like there were still pencils on desks, right. You know, so we had to clean it all.
You were like, all right, everybody, after we go to court, take your suit off, bring something to change into. Everybody's carrying crap.
We are carrying stuff. Yeah. Did you hire movers?
Nah, not so much. You're on salary here.
Not so much. Yeah, we're going to do it ourselves.
Right? Yeah.
So anyway, there was these guys that would sit back there. I don't know if it was a restaurant. Who knows? But they would sit back there, smoke on their breaks, and flick cigarettes in our parking lot. And it just got to be a problem after a while. And who was back there that got in that fight?
It was your father-in-law.
Oh, Big Rick.
Yeah.
So Rick, my father-in-law, he goes back there and he's helping us out with all this stuff.
He's busting his butt.
And he jumps off. He worked his tail off helping us get this place ready to clean. And he was, you know, he'd come back here with his blower, the leaf blower, because the parking lot had not been cleaned for
decades.
Probably 5 years.
Yeah.
You know, there was crap all over and, you know, stuff. So Rick, you know, he worked his butt off to get it all cleaned up, and there's these dudes flicking cigarettes. And I thought, oh, who's that back there?
Oh, see, that other woman's coming over there.
That's the one.
That's the one you yell at. She's cutting through our lot right now.
That's the one. And she, these, all right, so.
You got to finish the first story before we lead into the next
one. I didn't know what the finish was. He just screamed.
He screamed something about, I'll jam those up your ass or something like that.
Throw them down. I think it involved picking all of them up, putting them in a box, and taking them around front to talk to the owner about that. I don't remember what it was. Anyway,
that's awesome.
This one back there now. I mean, when I came in, all right, so I bought the building, and I was coming in every day, like we always have. Our office was always here, but there was like three of us parking, and then the rest of it was empty. So I think what happened is it was sort of like people got used to parking back there.
Yeah.
And when they got used to parking back there, it was really hard to break that habit.
Well, we were wishy-washy back in the day. Remember, we'd be like, oh, well, you know, so-and-so's gone for the day. Just park in this spot next to the black SUV. You know what I mean? So
it wasn't my job to give permission to people, though. I mean, it was like people would come in and ask us, can we park back there? And I was like, well, I don't own this place. I mean,
at your own risk.
I can't tell you no or yes or whatever. But anyway, there's these folks that would just sort of hang back there and eat their lunch or do whatever in their cars. And I thought I was very polite about it. I went up, and their window was already down. It was a nice spring day. And I said, hey, just letting you know, there's a lot of people that are about to move into this building. And all the parking spots are going to be taken. So you can't park back here.
You said it very calmly like that.
Real calm. I was like, you know, I know you hang out back here, and I know people wait to get picked up. I mean, I get it. But soon it's got to change because people are going to lease these spaces. They're going to be parking back here. Well, we're not parking. I was like, well, your car stopped.
You could turn it on an inch along.
Right. You're sort of parked.
Just passing through.
You're sort of parked. Well, all right. Well, it's always that we're just doing something. And I said, well, listen, today it's cool. It's totally cool today. But I think this was like on a Thursday, and then Monday everybody was moving in. So then it was Monday. And then it started. They just absolutely did not understand why they couldn't just hang out back there. And every time I would knock on the window, it would be the same song and dance. Like, we're just hanging out. You know, we're just here. I'm just doing this. I was like, look, you're here, but...
It's the same. It's this company next door. They come out and smoke, and they just kind of use our lot to.
I don't know what they're.
Yeah.
But then there's this time I come in the morning.
Everybody around us is going to hate us after this.
maybe we better just put this.
You're already the jerk, though, man. Because remember, she screamed at me that day. So
this was after this confrontation.
Right.
So I come in. Well, the other thing people do, the other thing they would do is they cut through our parking lot to get to the parking garage, and they were clipping cars on their way. It's a tight spot. So anyway, I pull in one day. I'm not having the best of mornings. I was a little grumpy or just stressed, or who knows what the situation was. But there are these folks parked, and I think was our receptionist's spot. And I knew when our receptionist showed up. It's always like 5 minutes after I get there.
Yeah.
And I just I started to walk in the building, and I was like, I can't. I got to go back and dump
them. Yeah.
I just didn't want to do it. I just didn't feel like messing with it. So I go back, and I was like, listen, and they're like, well, we know.
Yeah.
We're just sitting here. I mean, we're only here for another 5 minutes. We're not parked here. We're not. Yeah. And you said last year that you weren't going to try to be a dick about it. You were just.
Oh, I didn't know that.
You were just, you said, and we told you we wouldn't park here ever again. And I just looked at him, and I sort of put my arms up like this. And I said, but here you are. Here you are. Yet you're here again, parked. Well, we're just locking. We're just doing this, and we're not even doing. We're blah, blah, blah. And
keep in mind, these people have no affiliation to. I mean, they're across the street in a different building.
And I hate it. I hate that I have to be the one that tells them to move. But I'm going to take the heat from the backside if I don't. Right. So it's like I got the candle burning on two ends.
You
got
to set the rules here. Yeah.
So I just said, listen, you're parked here again. Please move along.
Holy crap! We got a situation going right now. You can't see, but. It's like the Austin Powers thing. She thought she could drive through, but then she realized. So now she's doing the little bit forward, a little bit backwards. Yeah. You know the Austin Powers thing, right? It's stuck in the hallway.
Yeah, with a monorail.
And he's like, oh. Yeah, she's screwed. Man, this is squishy. I have a video camera out here and just talk about it. So, anyway, finish your story.
So I finally was like, listen, just move along. And then it's like this silence for a minute. And she goes, bro.
Yeah, bro. I forgot.
Bro. Like, come on, man. You're not going to let us just park here. And I just said, move your car, please. Bro. And I said, listen, I'm not your
hug.
Bro. It's like, I'm not
That's right.
Your
bro. You said, I'm not your bro.
I'm not your bro. I'm not anything. I'm just trying to get you out of my parking lot. Bro. And I said, and finally I was like, listen, if we can call the Columbus police and we can ask them if it's okay, or if you're really not parked in my parking lot, we can ask them. We can say, are you parked, first of all? And secondly, are you permitted to be here when the owner is saying you're not? So I'd be happy to do it. And then it
just went off the rails.
It didn't go well. There. So then you had the same interaction with her.
Well, see, I think on that day she was parked. We call it the dummy spot. But there's basically two cars could fit out of our little entrance here or exit, whatever you want to call it. And we park one. Like in this dummy space, it's actually technically not a space, but we just block it because we need the extra, car space. So I pulled in there one day. I don't remember what was going on, but you said, just park behind me. So I parked there, and she's the same woman that you got in the bro woman. We'll just call her bro. She's sitting over there across the street smoking, and she goes, hey, that jerk of an owner won't let you park there. Whatever she said. I think she said something a little bit more crass, but, and I was just like, I'm wearing a suit and tie. And I looked at her and I was like, I work here. She's like, I'm just telling you, he crawled up my ass the other day. Like,
it was like, look, you're parked.
And then the other, this was just a couple weeks ago. She now sits over here and smokes. I think you just let her do that. Do you know that?
I didn't know she was doing that stuff.
Yeah, she sits on the ledge over here and smokes. And well,
that's how it started.
And I walked in and I said, hey, you can't be loitering back here. And she's like, I pick up the cigarettes. I won't leave them out here. I know how he is. It's like the bro thing. She almost thinks that I'm like her ally in this, and everybody just hates the building owner.
So I asked my office manager why this is, and she goes, because you're the man, and everybody hates the man.
Right.
And I'm like, well, I don't feel like the man.
Right.
Yeah, but everybody thinks you're the man. I said, listen, I'm just a man that comes to work every day and has to do this other part of my job, right. which is maintain this freaking right. building. And I hate it.
Well, I mean, there's a little across the street there. There's this little alley here that goes back to their work. What if every day we went out and sat on that brick and we don't smoke, but smoked cigarettes and loitered there on our breaks, which they got crazy amount of breaks, whatever that job is over there. I mean, they're out there every freaking 15 minutes. But what if we did that? Or if we parked our car in that little alley and just said,
bro,
sorry, bro, we're just sitting here for a couple minutes. It's like, I'm sure they would have the same reaction.
It's and I get it. I mean, I've been there and I hate to – this is how – I guess this is how the man gets a bad reputation, because somebody's got it. It's like, I got to be the asshole who says, you can't park here. I would love to be the dude that said, man, that guy's a dick. He won't let you park there. But I got to be that guy, because what that's going to happen is, like, if I let her park there and then when the tenant comes and they're going to say, I'm going to get the emails, they start coming.
Yeah.
There's somebody parked in my spot. They don't appear to have a permit. What should I do about it? And then they want the towing number. You know, the tenants are like, well, we'll just call the tow truck. Imagine you give that power to everybody.
Yeah,
it's
right.
like they start towing their buddies. But
yeah,
it's
right.
like it just sucks. I mean, the whole thing sucks. Anyway, I don't even know what we're talking about here other than.
But the actual towing is pretty cool. The stuff I've seen, I mean, because their cars are wedged in here. To tow somebody out of there, they got all kinds of rigs to try to get that thing out.
It never ceases to amaze me how efficient.
Oh, yeah. Quick and dirty.
Towing
and I'm always thinking,
are.
I'm nervous up here looking at it. Like, oh, they're going to come out. They're going to come. These guys don't. Care. They have been through everything.
Care.
They've been through war.
They do not care. So maybe we should talk about the legal rights of the of those getting towed, because we've talked nothing about law, I suppose. But no, the tow trucks are.
We have to call this one parking wars.
We're going to call this parking wars, and it might just be just that.
But what happens out there, and this you tell me, because this happens a lot in my life. You've got, it's like you have these moments throughout the day. It's just like, oh, I want to snap at that, but I'm going to keep my composure. I want to get frustrated with that, but I'm going to keep my composure. And you just bury it down, bury it down, bury it down, bury it down. And I've had a ton of these moments in my life. And then you pull in, and you see that guy parking in the spot.
Right.
And all those moments leading up to that, it just freaking your top pops.
Right.
It's like that guy in the deer stand.
Yeah.
It's like, I hear those four-wheelers, man.
Yeah.
We had a situation where a guy got mad at somebody trespassing on his property, and he was a deer hunter, so he's sitting up in his stand, and he knows when he hears a four-wheeler, there's people trespassing on his property. So he's real straight, sane, telling the story. And he's just like, so I'm waiting on that buck. I'm sitting up in my tree. It's a nice, cool morning. And I hear those freaking four-wheelers,
coming,
blowing up my hunt.
Yeah. I suppose it's like when you come in, you had a stressful day. You're out in Licking County. You're out somewhere just getting your brains bashed in, trying to do your best. To help out your people, and there's just no good solution to anything, and then you come back and you can't park.
Oh man,
it's yeah. it
blood
sucks.
Boils.
And the people who actually pay rent to be able to park back there, it's like I can't imagine. So
yeah.
I like again, like I take it on mine. It is a good lesson in human interaction, because I don't want to be the guy who is perceived as this awful, unreasonable asshole. Because I don't think I am at all. I mean,
no.
If I could, I would say free for all, man. Park back there. Have at it. But then when your car gets hit, when your tenants can't park, when
– I mean, that's being the owner and the boss man. That's just the way it is.
Yeah.
A lot of people like that come up, you know, that work a job, have friends. Heck, my wife's dealing with this now. And the promotion she just got, it's like when you have people under you, it's hard to be the boss because you don't have that relationship you used to maybe with some of your colleagues. Now they're looking to you for the answers. And the same is true when you own a building. It's like, yeah, you know, you associate with almost everybody in this building, or even prior to knew them, a lot of the tenants we have here, but now you're the man.
I'm
you're the man.
Man
in the high castle.
Well, and here's the other thing I've
whatever that show is
that I have learned.
It's like the Adam Sandler thing, man. It's like, you're mad at your dad, not me, man.
Yeah.
Okay. You're that where it's like, it's, and I think, you get the brunt of it because when they pull in, you're right. They're coming from Licking County. They're coming from a court date. Or they're coming from stress in their family life. And they're just like, parking should be the easy part. Let's
right.
call Steve. Steve, what the heck is going on here? Get your lot under control.
Well, we had,
you're mad at your dad, not me, man.
We were in Columbus
right.
today, and there was a power outage. And I guess it was one of the biggest ones. It was like, I don't know how many grids, 3 grids, I think. And people over in Grandview were driving. There was a tenant that was driving from Grandview. And she comes up, and you know what I said to her? It's like, I can't do anything about it.
Yeah.
It's not the, it's like, yeah. I can't. Now that was a product. That's what you're talking about. It was like final, the spillover. But she's the one that said, no, I understand. It's the whole city. You know, there's parts of Grandview that no traffic lights, no nothing.
Yeah.
And I was like, all right. So she's not complaining to me that the power's out. That's good.
Yeah.
Because I had already fielded like emails.
Oh, that's right. Texts, the power went out today.
Calls. And I'm just like, look, and then somebody's like, oh, our emergency lights. I mean, the battery backups are dead. And
right.
And it's like, my office manager's looking at me. She's like, well, do you want to go get them? I was like, what the hell can I do about it?
Yeah.
I can't do a damn thing about it. Yeah. I mean, here we are in the middle of a power outage. And I can't go change out battery. Well, she goes, can you give them ours? I was like, I can't even see. You know, it's like the whole thing just sucks. But it never ceases to amaze me that this is like an experiment in human affairs, that parking lot back there. And maybe this is how you relate it to crime. That
we don't have to relate it to crime necessarily, people, but you're finding a way.
People will drive a truck through the littlest of seams.
Mm.
If you just give somebody a little bit, the tendency of people to just go overboard and take advantage of that never ceases to amaze me.
Right.
Because I'm not like that. If somebody said, look, man, you can just park back here today in this one spot because Joe Bob, our other person's not here today, and you can just do that, that's all I would ever do.
Yeah.
Except people will come back next week, and they said, well,
the last time.
They said that I could park here whenever I wanted, or they said this. Or
the last time it was okay. Why is it not okay now?
Why is it not okay? And then they'll argue with you. I'm like, look, there's a freaking sign up there. It says you can't. But they don't. They just want,
right.
and take. Now, your hunting story, I've run into this 1,000 times, where I gave one person one time on my land that has a lot of mushrooms.
Ooh, morels?
Morels.
Oh, yeah.
To go hunt mushrooms. And it was because he was the grandson of one of the former guys, or one of the elder, like the patriarch of that county in hunting, fishing, wild outdoor activities. And I used to go drink Bush Tall Boys with this guy.
Oh, yeah.
Woody. And Woody had one leg and he lost it. And I don't think he had diabetes, some sort of, I think it was medical.
He's just living in a trailer out there in the woods.
No, it was a double wide that he had sort of converted. I mean, he had a nice little place there, a little wood burner in there, and he would hang out and we'd sit on his porch and drink beer.
Is that what he did day in, day out?
He was retired. That's what he did. Yeah. And I loved the man. I mean, I would go up there just to hang out with Woody. And one of his grandsons or something one time said, you know, do you care if we go up there and hunt mushrooms? And what Woody had was a life estate on my property. And that meant that Woody was allowed to live there for his life. And then it reverted back, that his little parcel would revert back to us because we had purchased it.
Property 101.
And I gave this guy, I saw him one time. He's like, I was hanging out with Woody drinking beer. And he runs up there and comes back with some mushrooms. And I said, you have fun, son? He goes, yeah, we had fun. And yeah, he was probably 20-something.
This is some guy that got permission to hunt morels?
Yeah. I gave him permission to go up there and grab some mushrooms.
Because what did he do? Knock on your door?
I was sitting with Woody.
Oh, okay.
So I'm sitting with Woody drinking Bush Tall Boys.
So they had to drive back on your easement.
They knew Woody. I mean, he knew Woody. So he came back to Woody's place.
Okay.
And he goes, Grandpa or whatever it was, can I go hunt mushrooms? You got to ask that gentleman. He owns this place now.
Ah.
I said, all right. You can hunt it this one time.
Yeah.
Head on up there. Grab you some mushrooms.
I see where this is going.
4 years later, maybe 3 years later, I'm turkey hunting. And for turkey hunters, you know what that means, right? You're in full camo garb, full camo. And I'm not a really good hunter particularly, but I like to turkey hunt. And I'm not particularly good at that even, but I like to be out there.
Mm-hmm.
And I always felt sort of safe on my land because turkey hunting, I always perceive as it's not hunter orange type
activity.
Don't
forget those turkey back straps, man. Don't leave those things out there.
Yeah, you know, turkey straps. But you're in full camo. Nobody can see you. And when there's people walking around, it's like it always scares me that some crazy guy is going to take a shot in the woods and get me. But anyway, I'm 3 years later. I come in from what I would call a fun but unsuccessful turkey hunt. Mm. I wasn't carrying a bird in my backpack.
Mm.
And, you know, on the way in, I always take a big lap around, hang out, look for my own, do whatever I'm doing. So it's spring in the woods. It's awesome.
Yeah.
And I'm sort of, I got a shotgun in my hand.
So we're turkey season. So it's still pretty cold, right?
It's coming. It's a few weeks out.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm just hanging out, and I got a shotgun in my hand, full camo, a face mask, the whole thing, turkey hunting. And some dude comes walking out of the woods towards my cabin. And he, you know what he's wearing? A camo t-shirt. Camo shorts. Little like, you know, light hikers, I would call them. Like Vasque boots or something. You know, hiking boots. Yeah. Light ones. And a ball cap. I don't know if the ball cap was camo.
It was bright orange, right?
Yeah. No, it was far from orange. And he comes walking down, and he's like, "Hey, man." And I was like, what are you doing here?
Yeah.
And it's scared, because it scared the piss out of me. I mean, I was the only one up there.
Yeah.
And he's like, whoa, no, you said I could hunt mushrooms.
Oh, it's the same guy.
I didn't recognize the dude. I was like, who the hell are you?
Yeah.
I said, what do you mean mushrooms? What are you talking about? He's like, well, you know, I mean, you gave me permission to hunt mushrooms here. Don't you remember? I mean, it must have been the other owner, because I had a partner up there. And I said, the other owner, what'd he look like? I don't know. He's about 60, you know, a little older than you. And what he described was not the other owner.
Yeah, right.
And I'm not 60. So it's like, now I'm smelling bullshit. And
do you think it was the same guy?
I think it was, because then he said, you know, here's how this unfolds. And I said, do you know what I'm freaking doing up there, dude? It's like, I got a shotgun in my hands. You're walking around in my property. There's turkey hunting going on here. And you're, first of all, you're screwing it up. Secondly, you're trespassing. I mean, I was pissed.
Yeah.
And I had given him some sort of permission, he said, 2 or 3 years before, while I was sitting on Woody's porch drinking beer, to go up there one time to get mushrooms. And I'm just like, that doesn't count now.
Right.
You can't do that now.
Right.
So I had to create a rule, which sucks, because I don't care. I mean, whatever. But if you're nice, they take advantage of you. That's the problem.
My dad took us fishing quite a bit when we were kids. And he had a person that he knew. I can't remember. I was so young, but I still remember the house. And every single time we went fishing back there, he had sort of unlimited permission to go back there whenever he wanted. Every single time. He'd walk up to that door, knock on that door, usually bring something for them, and ask permission to go on. And I think it almost became annoying, because they were just like, man, Jeff, you know, because my dad's name's Jeff too.
Yeah.
You know, man, you can go back there whenever you want. But he always said, hey, we got to stop and say hello to them. And sometimes he would make rabbit or pheasant and noodles and things like
Drop
that and
it
bring
off for the
leftovers.
Guy.
Yeah. So that is something I learned at an early age. It's like you don't want to take advantage of people.
No, you don't. And then I think it must have been this same guy pull up, and this was years later. And there's a truck where we had taken Woody's trailer down and cleaned all that up. And there's a truck parked back up in there. I was with my buddy. I was like, mother.
Is this constant at that place?
Yeah. Mushroom season's a rough one, because people just, you know, that's what
those things are so expensive.
Well, they're expensive.
They're like $40 a I don't even know, a pound maybe at the store, and it can't be that much. I mean, it's crazy.
And there's this notion, I think, that because they come from the land that everybody should share. And it's like, you know, it's, I get it, but not when you own the land and you want to go hunt them. Right. It's like, I'm paying.
Well,
where does it stop?
Yeah.
Well, this guy, I pull up and I just park my truck inches from his bumper, you know, so he couldn't go anywhere. And then I went out and did my business, and sooner or later, there's a little tap, tap, tap on the door, whatever it was. He tracks us down. I'm like, what you doing up here, dude? What's going on? And he's got a bag of mushrooms. I was like, give me the damn mushrooms. You know, it's like,
oh, you took them from him?
No, I didn't. But I started to, and I backed off. I'm too nice.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's like, take, you get yourself in one of those situations too.
Like, anyway, and you know, the other problem was we weren't up there all the time. So now I get worried about somebody. I don't know. The whole thing's a mess, but it was the same kind of thing. It's like, oh, you know, I was Woody's blah, blah, blah. And you know, he always let me, and you know, your other partner said I could come up here. And I was like, look, dude, here's the freaking thing. Here's the thing. And I'm calling my other partner right now with you watching me. If you don't have a piece of paper with either his signature or my signature on it, you're trespassing. I don't give a crap if you slept with your grandpa. I don't care.
Yeah.
You know, that's it.
Slept with your grandpa.
I was trying to make the connection. I was using drama to make the connection a little bit.
Is that like a cringe? It's like, oh.
Yeah, that's bad.
I love it.
It's like, you gotta have a written piece of paper.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then it was like game on. It's like,
well, it's parking wars to the, you know, 10th degree, because it's the same thing, but it's not, because not only are you trespassing, There's people freaking carrying guns in the woods.
There's people carrying guns in the woods. I mean, it's horrible.
Looking for things moving to shoot at.
And you just, it surprises me every time that you give somebody a little bit and they just take advantage of you.
Yeah.
And that is the defense, my defense, to being the man.
The man.
Because I have to be the man if you didn't take advantage of it. You drove a truck through a little thing I gave you here.
Yeah.
Now you've made me. Now I have to be a dick. And you're trying to make me feel guilty about being a dick, about you doing something you have no business doing in the first place.
Yeah.
And it's just, it's an impossible thing. If you let people walk on you, they'll not only walk on you, they'll come back and dance on you and drive their truck over you too. They don't care.
It's a fine line because you get labeled a jerk like she did.
She thinks I'm an asshole.
But you don't. Yeah. I mean, but you're not trying to be an asshole. Yeah.
And I don't, look, honestly, I don't care if she thinks I'm a jerk. I don't care if she thinks I'm, I could care less. But the bottom line is I've got a job to manage this parking lot. And if I don't do it, then it makes my, and look, calling it your, it's the old Cool Hand Luke, calling it your job, don't make it right. It's like, it sort of does in this situation. It's like they're paying for their spots and they can't use them because you're not parking here, but you're taking it up somehow.
Yeah.
And it's the same kind of thing. And it's like giving people permission to hunt mushrooms or. Well, I'm getting buzzed.
We're blowing up.
We're blowing up. But it's just the psychology of it never ceases to amaze me. And it doesn't it surprises me we don't see more. Well, I guess we do. This is what causes fisticuffs. This is what causes it.
And this goes back to our road rage, man. This, the road rage is the same way. Anything, cars and people, man.
Yeah.
They don't necessarily mix the best.
They do. So I guess that'll be the 36-minute roughly edition of Lawyer Talk.
That's here. Hilarious. We came on the air to talk about you cutting off your finger because that is a funny story. We're going to save that for another day, but that is funny that we went to Parking Wars for such a great length. But.
Yeah. But here we are at corporate headquarters, 511 South High Street. That's where the office is. You know, it's great. There's been lawyers in this office now for, it was built in, I think they got their CO, their certificate of occupancy back in 88. I was graduating high school in 88.
I was six.
And Bill Meeks and Paul Cassidy built this place.
Man, they practiced for a long time.
And Paul passed away from cancer, I think, in 92. And that's when I started as a law clerk for Bill. Right after Paul passed away, I was a law clerk for Bill in this building. Mm-hmm. And then here I am in 2018, the man.
The man.
Police the in the parking lot.
Everything. Police. That's the other thing is Bill didn't do that, really.
Oh, no, he did.
Really?
I watched Bill back there.
He usually always called down if somebody was back there that was worried that it was one of our clients.
No, he was cool about that. But
I never really saw anybody towed out of here.
Oh, no, it happened. In the day when there were times back there, I saw him absolutely light into people back there. And I was just like, holy crap. It was like, that is something. And at one point, Bill, he got so pissed off. He comes up and goes, I want the biggest no parking sign that you can buy on the back of this building. So
this was one of your jobs? You had to research that?
I was part of that project. Yeah. I was part of that project.
Well, we got an even bigger one now, I think.
No, it's smaller.
Really?
They come out.
I can't remember.
And they installed this thing. I don't remember how big. I mean, it was the whole back of the building was covered.
Was it there when I was here?
No.
What made you take it down?
Because he saw it when he came in. He saw it, and it was like, I think he looked at it and was like, huh.
That's a little too much.
That's a little too much.
What a sign! That sign like that had to be thousands.
I don't
know.
He didn't care. It was the biggest freaking.
I remember very early on in when I was working as a clerk for you years and years ago. I remember Bill came in one day and he's like, "Listen, everybody in this office, I want you to hear me for a second." And everybody kind of turns around and Bill goes, "Look, when you're backing out of that parking lot, you look behind you because there's kids and everybody else running through that back parking lot. They use that as the cut through." He's like, "I do not want Brandon Smith versus R. William Meeks in the back of that lot." He's like, "I'm not getting sued over this crap. Watch where you're backing up," because apparently he backed up and some kid was running through there.
Yeah. And it's a cut through and you don't see him. That's the way that lot is. It's just one of those weird little situations back there. But no, Meeks hated it back there. He hated that parking lot. Hated it.
Yeah.
Hated it. But anyway,
then we had the grate. Did you pay for the grate to get fixed back here?
No, that was done before.
Meeks did that too? I mean, there was somebody that parked on a drainage.
Oh, that happened over years. That looked like it was
going to go any day.
It was horrible. But he would always park his car there. Now, here's a funny story about that grate. Bill comes in one day, and I think it was baby ducks.
Baby ducks were down in the grate?
Had fallen down in that grate.
Oh, really?
And I can't remember who he called, how it got done, or what happened. But he pulled out his wallet and paid people to come
to
and save
the ducks out.
Or the
oh,
birds
wow.
or whatever it was. He was a...
He loved animals.
Most compassionate guy like that.
Yeah.
I mean, he would do anything for you.
Yeah.
Do anything for you. But I think a lot of times he felt maybe they were taking... When he felt like somebody was pushing him too far, then it was his
fault. For all the ducks he saved that day, you just go out and kill them during duck season, huh?
Man, what a horrible thought.
It just goes in my head. It just goes around. It just goes around.
Right.
Yeah.
He was saving them so you could go shoot them.
Yeah.
I'm not a very good shot, so it's probably unlikely.
Well, but this goes back to what we always talk about. It's like McDonald's. You pull through McDonald's, get your burger. It's getting killed some way. You might as well have a hand in it.
Yep. So 511 South High. Come check us out sometime. We might even give you a – now, did you see the new cups?
I didn't. We have new cups?
We have new plastic cups.
Plastic cups?
Plastics.
Wait. Coffee cups?
No. You have a coffee cup.
I have a coffee cup right now.
We have plastic cups. It would be like you would get at a...
Like solo cups at like a beer bash?
No. Yeah, except better. They'd be like a souvenir cup.
Oh.
At a game.
Okay. We have... Why do you order those?
Boxes of them.
Really?
To give to the podcast listeners, of course.
Oh, okay.
So
we have so many.
Come on by. We'll give you a cup, give you a couple business cards, show you Podcast Central here, and maybe give you a tour of the 511 South Highway.
We're extending that invite, huh? Anybody wants to come and see the podcast land?
Yeah, probably.
And get free cups?
I mean, how many people are really coming?
I don't know. Because we got how many? Like eight subscribers now? You, me, Bill.
A couple of people we know
coming.
That we're not telling.
I think it's coming.
Right. Anyway, here we are. This is the Lawyer Talk. We are off the record, but on the air until now.